Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Checking radar right now, nothing's showing up, but as we get through the weekend, our chances for rain will increase. I'll show you when you'll likely need your umbrella.
And President Biden is defending himself after special counsel report says his memory loss has significant limitations. His response after the report claimed he couldn't remember key parts of his personal life.
Plus, you're looking live at a lot of full DPS buses that are just parked. They're empty. It's a lot full of them, but they are empty, and it's because classes are canceled for the entire district. We will explain the effects of this employee pay dispute and the effect it's having on the students as well. It's lingered all week long. Still a lot of questions to be answered out of that. I'm Jeff Hogan. It's good to have you with us.
I'm Ken Smith, and of course, you look out your window. It's cloudy, wondering, is this a harbinger? Well, let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to find out.
It definitely is. We're going to see these clouds with us all the way until Tuesday, so we'll just have to settle in and get used to it. The reason for that is our flow will be coming out of the south. It's going to be pulling up some tropical moisture. We'll see some rain on and off, and eventually a cold front comes swinging through, and that front will bring us some rain on Sunday and Monday. In the meantime, ahead of it, what we're seeing is fairly light and patchy. As a matter of fact, it's showing up on that wide view of the radar, but we get close in on dual Doppler 5000 radar, and we don't see anything falling here. We have a very dry air mass, so a lot of this precipitation is evaporating before it reaches the ground. But Futurecast definitely shows the potential for us to see some isolated showers at some point this morning from the Triangle area southward, and then just kind of on and off during the day. During the evening, it may be more focused up near the Virginia line, but I'll say, no matter where you are, you have the chance of seeing a little bit of light rain at any point during the day today. We take a live look at Roxborough. Gray skies there, 47 is our temperature at RDU, and we have a flow coming out of the southwest at about 6 miles per hour. That wind is hour by hour. Our temperatures will climb on up to 60 by right around lunchtime. We'll hold it there through the afternoon, so it may feel a little warmer than it did yesterday. We were at 60 just for a brief period of time yesterday. We'll take a look at our chance for rain today. It's just a 20% chance. Late Saturday, it starts to go up. Sunday looks like it's going to be fairly wet, and Monday even wetter. I'll show you how much rain before we're all done. Coming up, Brian.
It's 8:02 right now, Elizabeth, and we are watching a crash inside the Beltline in Raleigh, just north of downtown at Glenwood Avenue, right around Harvey Street. That is just north of Wade Avenue. Pretty heavy southbound delays from the Five Points area down toward Wade this morning. You might consider using Oberlin or St. Mary's as a good alternate route. I'll let you know when that one gets cleared up. We're, of course, on the air on the radio as you head to work or school this morning in Wake County. You can listen to us at 99.3 FM for those breaking news, weather, and traffic updates. Over in Cary, things are looking a little better on Weston Parkway at Cascade Point Lane. Had a crash out there earlier with injuries. The most recent sensor data is indicating the traffic's flowing a little more freely. I want to take a look at the ride coming in from northern Wake County out of Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard. We're seeing about a 7-minute delay between 98 and the 540 interchange. And out of Rollsville this morning on southbound 401 or Lewisburg Road, about a 3-minute delay showing up. So in line with what we typically see at this point in the morning commute, really nothing unusual about that. In Durham, traffic's moving along nicely. No big problems right now on I-40, and 885 is looking pretty good between I-40 and the 147 split.
With breaking news, we are learning new information this morning after two homes in Raleigh were hit by bullets, and the people who did that shooting later led police on a high-speed chase. One of the homes is on Camden Street. The other is off of Raleigh Boulevard. The shootings happened around 9:45 and 10 p.m., but police say the people inside those homes were not the target. No one was hurt. And then just before 1 a.m., police tried to stop a truck for speeding on Capitol Boulevard near Calvary Drive. The driver of that truck took off, going over 100 miles per hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone in the city limits. The chase took police along the Beltline and U.S. 1 past Apex into Chatham County, where the driver finally pulled over. A man and a young person were taken into custody there.
Well, there's no classes today for all Durham public schools. This is the first time all classes are canceled during the employee pay dispute. This morning, the entire transportation support staff has called out of work. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey live outside that bus depot this morning. Kelsey, you just heard from the new interim superintendent who's actually familiar to Wake County parents.
Ken, yes, the former Wake County superintendent, Kati Moore, she released a statement now that she's been announced as the interim superintendent of Durham Public Schools. She says that her, the community, and all of the staff at DPS will just be working to make this transition with grace, and she says to execute their mission to educate students. So there's all these buses that are still here in the parking lot. They'll be here all day. Since more than 70% of DPS students are bus riders, there was just no way for them to have school today since all of those workers called out. And school board members met last night. They say that February paychecks won't be cut. That's a demand that was addressed during recent protests. There are still a lot of unanswered questions, though. The board postponed their decision again about the ongoing salary issue. They reviewed new options, but still couldn't agree. These recent school closures are leaving parents eager for a solution.
I trusted everyone in the district to handle things appropriately going forward. And they've let me down yet again.
The district is making today a teacher work day, so teachers will still be in class today. And all of the athletic events and other after-school activities will still go on as scheduled. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
Today, an NC State faculty committee will consider whether it should hold a vote of no confidence against university leaders, including Chancellor Randy Woodson. This move comes over the administration's handling of Poe Hall. A Five on Your Side investigation confirmed more than 100 reports of cancer in people who worked or studied in the building, including at least 20 current faculty members. NC State hired a consulting firm to investigate the building, but people who worked or studied in Poe Hall say they want more done to investigate their own health. Today's vote is largely symbolic because the university faculty does not have the authority to remove university leaders from office.
Jeff, with all that in mind, this comes after NC State released its new results for cancer-causing chemicals in Poe Hall last night. New testing from Geosyntec consultants showed only one result out of dozens was above EPA standards for PCBs, but it's not the complete picture. The testing was done with the building's HVAC system off, which isn't the same environment people who worked or studied in Poe Hall experienced. And the type of testing that showed the highest levels of PCBs in October and November has not yet been completed by Geosyntec. Additional testing will sample possible sources of PCB contamination and air quality with the HVAC system running.
President Joe Biden says he is the most qualified person to be president, even after a special counsel report on his handling of classified documents says his memory has, quote, significant limitations. The report from Special Counsel Robert Hur decided criminal charges were not warranted for classified documents found at Biden's private home. But it also questioned Biden's memory of his time as vice president, even his memory of key events in his personal life, including the year his son Beau died. Biden was emotional when responding to the report in a news conference.
I know there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, it wasn't any of their damn business.
345-page report comes after a 15-month-long investigation into Biden's mishandling of classified documents following his time as vice president under President Barack Obama.
We have an update now to a story of that former UNC Pembroke student who was found shot and killed. We know the name of the victim, UNC Pembroke confirming the former student is Khalil Alford. His family says he was planning to return to UNC Pembroke in the fall. Alford was shot and killed at Courtyard Apartments near the university. Now, the shooting yesterday led to an active shooter alert on campus that was later lifted. Next week, students are planning to hold a vigil to honor Alford's memory. That's set for February 13th at 6 p.m.
Today, a Franklin County kennel owner facing animal cruelty charges is expected in court. Anne Marie Green is facing 6 felony and 10 misdemeanor charges. She's the owner of Green Meadow Kennels in Youngsville. Among her charges, she's accused of intentionally tormenting and depriving more than 20 dogs of necessary sustenance. North Carolina Department of Agriculture has also served Green's kennel a civil penalty for operating without a license.
Now, 8:10, coming up, new information on that deadly helicopter crash that killed 5 Marines. The family of one of the men says he died in the crash. What we know about Sergeant Alec Langdon.
Plus, sending a college kid hours away to live on their own can be tough on parents. One company gives parents peace of mind by offering second moms to help college students, and we'll explain how they help.
We're settling into a warmer, wetter pattern with lots of cloud cover. Sunday and Monday will be the wettest day coming up. I'll show you how heavy the rain will be when it gets here.
Eight 12 is the time right now on our Friday, and that's the bright side. But you look at the clouds behind me in Raleigh, Elizabeth Gardner in the WRN Severe Weather Center right now. They're going to hang around for a little bit today.
They are today, tomorrow, all the way until Tuesday. That may be the first time that we see any sunshine. But the trade-off is that temperatures will be really warm. If you were hoping for a little taste of spring, that's definitely coming our way. Just not any sunshine to go along with it. Goldsboro here, of course, they're in Fayetteville, right outside our newsroom. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and Apex down Salem Street. All looking cloudy right now. Our flow is now coming out of the south. That southerly, southwesterly wind bringing up some moisture and some warmth and a little bit of light, patchy rain. Eventually, we'll see this system swinging through. That's going to bring a front across the area on Sunday and another one on Monday. That's really when the rain will start to pick up. Starting to pick up a little bit of patchy light rain well to our north and east here on dual Doppler 5000 radar, but no indication that there's any rain falling in our viewing area right now. However, at any point today in any part of the viewing area, we could see a little bit of light patchy rain. That said, most of us won't see anything. We'll see mainly just some cloud cover. Again, a little bit of light patchy rain kind of swings by here and there as we get through the day today. Saturday, a little bit different. We'll pause it here at lunchtime. We should have a better chance of seeing at least a few peaks of sunshine. It's not going to completely clear out. And then this band of showers rolls through. This is 5 o'clock coming through, say, South Hill and Durham. It moves on out of here by about 6 or 7. So, you know, a lot of folks may want to be out on Saturday afternoon because the temperatures will be warm. We're going to have that little band of rain that moves through. Sunday, we'll start in the morning with the rain, and that rain will push southward across the area during the afternoon and just bring us up a fairly wet day. Here's the big picture again. This is Saturday evening, and we have the cold front that starts to move in. Sunday morning at 8 a.m., it's wet. At noon, it's wet. And in the evening, it starts to taper off a little bit. But on Monday, we begin to see this lifting back across the area. It will be a wet start on Monday. It's going to rain pretty much all day. We could easily see an inch of rain on Monday. And Monday certainly looks like the wettest day with this particular system. How much rain are we talking about between now and Sunday? Likely to be somewhere between a quarter of an inch and an inch of rain, depending on where you are, and then we'll add another inch to it on Monday. So all total for the weekend, looking at probably an inch and a half to 2 inches. A few scattered showers for your Super Bowl Sunday if you're going to be out and about at a party. Just you may want to take along your raincoat or umbrella. It's probably not going to be terribly heavy, but it is likely to be wet. By Valentine's Day, just in time for Brian's birthday, we're looking at a sunny day with a high of 58.
Brian. All right, it is now 8:15. Let's take a look at traffic because I'm still watching this crash in the Five Points area in Raleigh. This is on Glenwood Avenue at Harvey Street, and we're seeing some very heavy southbound delays from the Five Points intersection there, Whitaker Mill Road and Fairview Road, all the way down toward Harvey Street. Once you get to Wade Avenue, it clears up, but those are some pretty solid delays there. You might consider using St. Mary Street as a better alternate route as you head through that area. Taking a look around the rest of the triangle, we still have that crash reported out on Weston Parkway at Cascade Point Lane in Cary. The delays are not as bad as they were earlier, so it looks like that one's getting cleared up. Some improvement in South Raleigh, where 40 westbound is clearing up a little bit between the Lake Wheeler Road and Gorman Street area, but we are picking up a little bit of a delay on the eastbound side of I-40 leaving the airport heading back toward Cary. Just a little bit of a slowdown there between Aviation and Harrison. Take a look at our major approaches into Durham. It's been quiet there so far this morning with no crashes showing up. 885 in good shape and no big backups on I-40 in either direction. I-85 also is looking good through the north part of Durham.
Breaking in the WRAL Live Center, Prince Harry has reached an out-of-court settlement with a tabloid publisher that he claims invaded his privacy with phone hacking and other illegal means of snooping. Mirror Group Newspapers has agreed to pay Harry's legal costs and also pay him $500,000. Mirror Group publishes the Daily Mirror and two other tabloids, which Harry has blamed for hounding his wife Meghan as well as his late mother, Princess Diana. Harry was not in court today for the ruling. He traveled to London earlier in the week to visit his father, who was diagnosed for cancer, and then he flew to the U.S. 24 hours later.
The family of 23-year-old Sergeant Alec Langan has identified him as one of the Marines killed in a helicopter crash in California this week. Five Marines were killed in that crash. The other four have not been identified yet. The crash involved a CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter, which was designed to fly through bad weather even at night. Authorities say the chopper vanished late Tuesday night during stormy weather. Crews were conducting flight training on their way back to Marine Corps Air Station in Miramar in San Diego.
Well, tonight, the city of Raleigh will hold the final forum of the week to give people a chance to learn about the plans for an alternative response program to emergency non-emergency calls, I should say. It will start at 6 at the Rock Quarry YMCA. The new program would involve more social workers and peer support and help people connect with mental health resources. Professional program leaders say it will also build community trust.
A second Pennsylvania police officer shot while responding to a shooting and house fire is expected to be released from the hospital. Authorities say they believe all six people who were in that burning house are dead. That includes three adults and three children. One of the officers who was shot was released from a Philadelphia hospital yesterday. Authorities say they found the bodies of the three people inside the burned remains of that home yesterday before they had to suspend their recovery efforts for the night. They also found a rifle there, but say they may never know who the shooter was, as dental records may be the only way to identify these victims.
We're waiting to learn the identity of the man shot and killed in Durham yesterday morning. This happened around 7 o'clock in the morning on Denfield Street. Police spent the day investigating. We'll update you on air and online as soon as we get any new information.
Heavy snow in northern Arizona is forcing some major roads to shut down. Parts of I-40 out there and I-17 closed yesterday because of that snow in the higher elevations. In Flagstaff, more than a foot of snow was reported.
You may want to check your freezer if you shop at Trader Joe's. Frozen chicken pilaf that was sold at the stores may contain rocks. That's according to a public health alert from the USDA. The problem was reported in 14-ounce bags of chicken and lentil and caramelized onion pilaf produced between November 1st and January 19th. If you have a bag, you're urged to throw it away immediately or return it to the store.
Parents who live hours away from their college students can have peace of mind with a new type of company popping up around the country. Parents can hire someone who lives near the child to lend a helping hand. Some call them a second mom. Valerie Castro has a day in the life.
Mindy Horowitz is a mom of three.
Oh, that's perfect.
Okay,
that's perfect.
I can't wait to see you. Okay.
Yes, you
okay,
too.
Stay dry. Okay, bye, honey.
But when she swings by this Missouri college campus...
Hi. Here.
She's not there to check on her own kids.
I have your passport.
Okay, thank you. Much needed.
I know. You have a big trip planned.
Horowitz, founder of Mindy Knows, acts as a sort of parent substitute to college students away from home at Washington University in St. Louis.
We have families from Minneapolis and from Florida and from California.
Do you feel like a second parent or a second mom to these kids?
I always say I'm like a really, really nice distant aunt.
Her membership-based service launched in 2019 and ranges from $49 for a monthly package to $450 for a full year. She takes care of the things a mom would do.
If you could give me two packs
of two?
Yeah, that would be great.
From grabbing cupcakes to surprise a birthday girl.
Happy birthday!
Oh, thanks for the flowers!
Don't thank me, thank your mama. You're so cute.
I love it. Thank you. Happy birthday.
And I have some cupcakes for you.
Or dropping off a wellness package.
Here, I'm going to leave this for you. Your mom sent you some hot soup.
What is that, chicken noodle soup?
It's matzo ball soup.
Matzo ball soup?
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
One student away for several weeks just needed someone to occasionally start up her car.
Okay, we're good.
Other similar services are out there. Concierge Services for Students serves the Boston area, while Daisy Bug Delivery has a stronghold at the University of Tampa. And Horowitz is expanding, hiring more Mindys at schools like Northwestern, Penn State, and Iowa.
I know what it's like when your kid is far away and you just can't figure something out and you have someone there that can help reduces stress. It's a feeling of gratitude.
For this Georgia mom, gratitude came at a moment of crisis when her son Jonathan got sick.
Mindy was able to refer him to a doctor that was
very close by. I just knew that he was going to be in really good hands.
We send our kids off to college when they're 18 years old, and it's not a hard stop to parenting. We're still their parents. We still love them, and we still want to help them when they need it.
Mindy and her students know it means parents can have peace of mind.
Having someone like Mindy that they trust and that they love, like, it's really helpful.
That was Valerie Castro reporting there, and Ken, knowing the feeling of sending my two girls far away. You just feel helpless, you know? Anything goes wrong, you're not there to do it. So that can be a comforting thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, that first day, especially for freshmen, when they're away from home for the first time, that's such a comforting feeling to know that you have some trusted people looking after your children.
Feels like a little bit of home.
Big fan of that. Well, there's going to be a new Oscar award for the first time in nearly 25 years. The Academy is adding an award for Best Achievement in Casting. The last time a new category was added was back in 2001 for Best Animated Feature Film. Casting directors have been fighting for recognition since the late 1990s. The new award won't be handed out, though, until next year's Academy Awards. Last year, John Wick, Ford director Chad Stahelski said there are also talks about adding a category for stunts. More news just after the break.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. I know many of you are making your weekend plans, but before you do that, let's check in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner, the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
Looking gray out there and a little wet just to our north and east. We have the potential for just a few patchy light showers for today at any time during the day in any part of the viewing area. A much better chance for rain as we get into late Saturday through early Tuesday. We take a live look at Apex gray skies here, but our temperatures are warmer than they were this time yesterday. Heading out the door, we're looking at 40s stepping out versus 20s that we saw yesterday. But these clouds are going to hang around for a while. Temperatures today should be comfortable for exercising no matter what time, even this evening. Our temperatures will still be in the upper 50s, and today stays relatively dry, Brian.
Elizabeth, I found what's causing our backups on 40 eastbound, leaving the airport, heading back toward Cary. This is the camera at Old Reedy Creek Road, and there, just beyond the bridge, you can see a minor crash in the median. We are seeing just a little bit of a slowdown coming in from Durham through the airport exits back toward Cary, about a two-minute delay right now on 40 eastbound. Also, look out for a crash in the Five Points neighborhood. It's on Glenwood Avenue at Harvey Street. Very heavy southbound delays this morning on Glenwood, leaving the Five Points intersection, heading down toward Wade Avenue. You might consider using St. Mary Street or Oberlin Road as alternate routes. Ken.
Fine, thanks. All Durham Public Schools have canceled classes today because too many transportation workers are not coming to work, so riders can't get to school. Caddy Moore was named interim superintendent at last night's board meeting. Moore was the superintendent for Wake County Schools up until last year. Next in Fox 52, people are in custody after two Raleigh homes were hit by bullets and leading police on a high-speed chase. And up next on Today, an exclusive look at a new Taylor Swift college course.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a bit warmer this morning as our flow is coming out of the south, bringing more moisture in with some clouds and some light showers today. Some heavier rain later in the weekend. I'll show you when to expect that.
Classes are canceled across all Durham schools today after the entire transportation support staff called out. Just ahead, more on the statement released from the new interim superintendent in the last 90 minutes.
Plus, after a Five on Your Side investigation found 100 reports of cancer linked to Poe Hall at NC State, the chancellor's leadership is being questioned. Spending some time today on your Friday here at 8:30 trying to get some answers for you. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Ken Smith, and you look behind us, cloudy skies back there. Yeah, wherever you look this morning. Let's get back over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center, tracking the big picture for us.
We have a high pressure system that's moving out, and as it moves away from us, it's starting to pull in some warmer air. You'll notice that as you step out the door. Yesterday we started in the 20s, and this morning we're in the 40s. It's also cloudy, and we have a smattering of rain showing up here on at least the wide view, but but we zoom in and take a look at our high-resolution dual Doppler 5000 radar, and it doesn't look like there's anything falling over us right now. What could be happening is we have a dry air mass in place still, so the rain may be up in the clouds, and as it falls, it's evaporating. Eventually, we could see an isolated shower here or there, but nothing much to really measure in the rain gauges today. A sprinkle here, a sprinkle there, any part of the viewing area, really any time today. After that, we take a look at Saturday. Saturday's going to look fairly dry for us, but we'll have a chance of rain late in the day, and we'll talk about how that could affect your plans coming up. We start with a live look at Roxborough right now with cloudy skies, just a little hint of a breeze, but nothing too gusty for today. Our wind is coming out of the southwest, and that's what's helping to warm up our temperatures. So it's 47 currently in the triangle. Hour by hour, we climb to 60 about lunchtime, and we'll hold it there all the way almost to about 6 p.m. Again, a little sprinkle or a shower today, and the same thing Saturday. The rain really starts to pick up on Sunday into Monday. I'll show you how much we could see total coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, at 8:32, I'm watching this minor crash on 40 eastbound just beyond the old Reedy Creek Road Bridge there. You can see that it looks like we have police on the scene in the median. A reminder as you head through that area, if you can move over at least one lane, or when it's congested like this, you at least need to slow down considerably. Just a little bit of brake tapping this morning as you head away from the airport back toward Cary, measuring a 1 to 2 minute delay on 40 eastbound. Just want to keep it in mind as you make that trip this morning. In the Five Points neighborhood, seeing some delays on southbound Glenwood Avenue because of a crash right around Harvey Street. The delays, according to sensors, begin right there at the Five Points intersection around Whitaker Mill Road, Fairview Road, all the way down to Harvey Street. Then it clears up quickly heading toward Wade Avenue. You might consider using an alternate route this morning if you're heading southbound on Glenwood Avenue. Maybe St. Mary's Street or Oberlin Road might be good ways to get to Wade Avenue. Taking a look around the rest of Wake County, no trouble showing up on our major routes there. And in Durham, we've been pretty quiet so far this morning. 885 has been clear in both directions. I-40 and I-85 also are looking good through the north and south parts of Durham.
Following some breaking news now, we're learning new information this morning. After two homes in Raleigh were hit by bullets, the suspects later led police on a high-speed chase. Now, one of those homes hit was on Camden Street, the other off Raleigh Boulevard. The shootings happened around 9:45 and 10 p.m., but police say the people inside those homes were not the target. No one was hurt. Then just before 1 o'clock this morning, police tried to stop a truck for speeding on Capitol Boulevard near Calvary Drive. The driver of that truck took off, going more than 100 miles per hour in a 45-mile-per-hour zone. The chase took police along the Beltline and U.S. 1 past Apex into Chatham County, where the driver finally pulled over. A man and a juvenile were taken into custody.
It's another disruption for Durham families this morning. All DPS schools have canceled classes because transportation support workers are not going to work. WRO's Kelsey Coffey is at the Durham Bus Depot this morning. This comes as the school district found a new interim leader late overnight, and it's a familiar person to people in the Triangle. Kelsey?
Jeff, yes, the former Wake County Superintendent, Cady Moore, was named the interim superintendent. She just released a statement within the last 90 minutes, and she was talking about how she wants this to be a transition with grace and that their mission is to educate students. These buses will just be parked here in the parking lot for hours for the entire school day, since more than 70% of DPS students are bus riders. It was just impossible for them to have school today since all of those transportation workers have called out. So school members met last night, and they have say that February paychecks won't be cut. That's a demand that was addressed during recent protests. There are still a lot of unanswered questions, though. The board postponed their decision again about the ongoing salary issues. They reviewed new options but still couldn't agree.
We spend the next couple of weeks really working hard with the comptroller to better understand the Hill study and what needs to be modified from that, and what our financial health looks like, and we make the best decision possible for the rest of the fiscal year.
The district is making today a teacher work day, so teachers will still be headed to school today. All after school programs, athletic events, all of those will go on as scheduled. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
Well, today, an NC State faculty committee will consider whether it should hold a no-confidence vote against university leaders, including Chancellor Randy Woodson. The move comes over the administration's handling of Poe Hall. A five-year site investigation confirmed 101 reports of cancer in people who worked or studied in that building, including at least 20 current faculty members. NC State hired a consulting firm to investigate that building, but people who worked or studied in Poe Hall say they want more done to investigate their own health. Today's vote is largely symbolic, since the university faculty does not have the authority to remove university leaders from office.
It also comes, Ken, as NC State released new test results for cancer-causing chemicals in Poe Hall. They did that last night, and new testing from Geosyntech consultants showed only one result out of dozens was above EPA standards for PCBs. It's not the whole picture, though. The testing was done with the building's HVAC system off, which is not the same environment people who worked and studied in Poe Hall experienced. The type of testing that showed the highest levels of PCBs in October and November has not been completed yet by Geosyntech. Additional testing will sample possible sources of PCB contamination and air quality with the HVAC system on.
At least two of the three men arrested at RD International's baggage claim yesterday will appear in court this afternoon. This is cell phone video of the arrests taken by a woman who says she was on the same flight as the suspects. That flight from Las Vegas landed around 6 yesterday morning. Austin Butler, Anthony Cummings, and Brandon Brown have been charged with trafficking marijuana. Citations say the three were transporting more than 120 pounds of marijuana. The woman who took this video said the officers were coordinated in making the arrests.
Today is the deadline to register to vote for next month's primary election here in North Carolina. And if you miss the deadline for the March 5th primary, you can still register at early voting sites. Early voting will start next Thursday, February 15th, and you'll be able to vote at the same site. Remember, though, you will need to bring a photo ID.
And former President Donald Trump, speaking of which, moving even closer to the Republican nomination for the 2024 election. The former president easily won the Nevada caucuses on Thursday. He earned 98% of the vote. The victory was virtually guaranteed when his top rival, Nikki Haley, chose not to compete for the state's delegates. Trump also won Thursday's primary vote in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
And breaking news in the WRL Live Center, a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule just returned to Earth off the coast of Daytona, Florida. This is a live look at that Dragon capsule. It wraps up the private Axe 3 astronaut mission. Axe 3, you may remember, launched atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket back on January 18th, arrived at the ISS on January 20th. So it spent 18 days aboard the ISS, the International Space Station, Astronauts performed more than 30 scientific experiments during their time aboard there, including work in physics and space medicine. And it has now safely returned to Earth with more than 550 pounds of science and supplies, including NASA experiments and hardware.
Fascinating stuff. The 2024 class of the Pro Football Hall of Fame inductees, the names very familiar to local sports fans, at least one of them at least. Julius Peppers was announced as the first ballot Hall of Famer at last night's NFL honors. The Bailey native was a two-sport star at UNC Chapel Hill before joining the Carolina Panthers. He's the only player in NFL history to have more than 100 sacks and at least 10 interceptions in his career.
Got to be a tense time of year every year for former NC State great Torrey Holt. His name was not called again among the new class of inductees. He's been a finalist for the Hall of Fame for five straight years now. He said on a number of occasions he believes that he has done enough to be a Hall of Famer, and Wolfpack Nation agrees.
Yeah. Well, 8:40 now. It's tax season, and we have some good news. Tax returns may get a little higher this year. How much more filers could see and the reason for the change.
Plus, First Lady Jill Biden will be back in North Carolina today, where she's visiting, and what she hopes to accomplish, both next.
I want to give you a live look at Fayetteville this morning as we head to a break. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has your Super Bowl and Valentine's Day forecast.
Right. 8:43, we're taking a live look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar this morning. There have been some patchy showers that have been showing up in our in eastern North Carolina, east of our viewing area. It's cloudy out there. It's a little bit breezy. It's warmer than it was this time yesterday. And we'll likely have a few light showers today. Nothing probably enough to measure up in the rain gauges, but we'll widen out the view. And it looks like we had a band of showers that rolled through, but most likely what's happening is a lot of that is evaporating before it reaches the ground, because on our high-resolution Dual Doppler 5000 radar, we're not seeing any of that. Now, it does look like a better chance for some showers between Nashville and the mountains of North Carolina. So a little later on this afternoon, we may have a better chance of some patchy light rain. Certainly some of that shows up here on Futurecast, but not very much. I wouldn't expect it to be a terribly wet day today. As a matter of fact, I would expect most of us not to see any rain, but it's worth a mention. We do have a 20% chance at some point of seeing some showers today. Let's jump ahead to Saturday. Saturday also is likely to be dry in the morning, maybe even a few peaks of sunshine on Saturday. And then there's this band of rain that's likely to come through starting at around 4 o'clock, moving through the triangle around 6, and then out of the viewing area by around 7 or so. I mean, that's kind of a key time in the afternoon. It's going to feel warm. People are going to want to be outside, but we may just have that quick little band of rain that comes through Saturday, but that's probably it. And then on Sunday, that's when it really kicks in. A cold front drops down on us. That's going to start to spread the rain southward across the region and make for a bit of a wetter day on Sunday. Right now, Monday still looks like the wettest day of all for the weekend and early next week. Take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. It is cloudy out there. We're going to see cloudy skies for most of the day. It's warmer than yesterday, 47. Temperatures are running anywhere from 15 to 20 degrees warmer than they were yesterday. 62 in Raleigh, 61 in Durham, and 65 in Fayetteville. That's above normal, certainly. And our weekend outlook, of course, warm. Saturday, 73, and then 64 on Sunday with that chance for rain. That 73 on Saturday, it's very close to a record at RDU. That record was set just last year, 2023, 75 degrees. And then in Fayetteville, the record is 80 and the forecast 74. So we may not hit it in Fayetteville, but we'll be close in Raleigh. Here's the thing about Saturday. It's going to be warm. People are going to want to tailgate at the Hurricanes game, but we're going to see that line of showers roll through probably right about 6 p.m. It may kind of mess up your tailgating. But after that, it will likely dry out. It's going to be nice and mild and should be dry as you leave the arena. Our chance of rain goes up Sunday and especially on Monday. Monday, it looks like it may be an all-day rain for us. The rain moves out Tuesday, just in time for Valentine's Day on Wednesday with some sunshine and cooler temperatures. We'll start to cool off on Tuesday with highs in the 50s, likely through Thursday. And our overnight lows are back into the 30s. So winter is not over.
There's a big federal loan that is helping to pave the way for a faster commute for thousands in Wake County. The U.S. Department of Transportation is providing a $417 million loan to help with phase two of the complete 540 project. Right now, phase one of the expansion of the Triangle Expressway means headaches for businesses and neighbors along the route. People along Holly Springs Road are getting used to the privacy wall going up and the traffic headache that's coming along with the project. The phase there near to open will happen later this year. The businesses that are near the construction say they have felt the impact of all that construction work.
There are times where it does hurt the business. There's road closures over there that do impact cars coming in and out this direction and getting into this shopping center.
The $417 million federal loan will help with a portion of the road between I-40 near Garner and I-87 in Knightdale. That'll include 6 interchanges and 24 bridges there. It is due to be finished by 2028. First Lady Jill Biden will be back in North Carolina today. This is her second visit in 2 weeks. The White House says Biden will visit Atrium Health Levine Cancer Center in Charlotte this afternoon, where she'll be talking about the administration's effort to expand access to patient navigation services and address the financial burden of care for Americans facing cancer. First Lady was in Raleigh at the end of January for a campaign event.
I want to give you a live look now at the state legislative building where flags are flying at half staff in honor of Harnett County deputy who died in a crash. A 40-mile processional consisting of more than 4 dozen law enforcement vehicles paid tribute to Deputy Chris Johnson yesterday. Dozens lined the street outside Midland High School where one of his children attends. Johnson had 2 decades of law enforcement experience. Before his death, he was an SRO in Harnett County at Highland Middle, and before that, a deputy in Sampson County.
I can't help but think when he left home the other morning, his family nor he realized that he may not return.
The processional ended at a funeral home in downtown Clinton. Johnson leaves behind a wife and four children. His funeral will be held Tuesday in Dunn. Plenty to do this weekend all across the Triangle.
As always, let's start with the Christian music biggest tour here. Winter Jam 2024 Tour is coming to PNC Arena tonight. There'll be performances by Crowder, Seventh Day Slumber, and New Song. It's a free event. There is a suggested $15 donation at the door. It starts at 7 o'clock at PNC tonight.
And tomorrow, you can celebrate the Year of the Dragon at the Lunar New Year Market in Raleigh. It's happening from 11 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon at Raleigh Ironworks off Atlantic Avenue. You can shop from Asian, American, and Pacific Islander-owned businesses, eat delicious food, and celebrate the Year of the Dragon.
Yeah, on Sunday, you can let the good times roll in Durham for a daytime Mardi Gras celebration for all ages. It's happening from noon until 5 p.m. Durham Central Park. There'll be free crafting booths, food, live music, lots of dancing.
Well, the Method community in Raleigh sits snugly between Western Boulevard and Hillsborough. Back in 1872, men and women freed from slavery purchased land in that community. They built homes and churches on more than 69 acres of land. The area once housed the largest African-American high school in North Carolina. Tonight, we will introduce you to those who are dedicated to preserving the community's history.
Our ancestors are telling us, you have to be here because no one else is going to do it to tell the story.
We'll find out how the Method community fought to keep its history alive at 5:55 on WREL as we celebrate Black History.
Your tax refund may be bigger than it was last year. Jackson Hewitt says some tax filers could get up to 10% more back when they get their 2023 refunds. Adjusted tax brackets and standard deduction changes made last year due to inflation could help those refunds be bigger. And about 75% of tax filers got refunds last year. The average payment was $3,176.
The countdown to the Super Bowl is on. We're only 2 days and 9 hours away. Can you believe that? That means the party is already started in Vegas. Does it ever end, really, the party in Vegas? NBC's Jay Gray has a look at all the hype and preparation on the way right now.
Friday means it's officially Super Bowl weekend in Vegas. Fans gearing up. Super Bowl merch a must-have as the party kicks into full gear.
Really excited. Can't explain it with words.
Thousands traveling to Vegas for all of the fun and hype, many with no plans to head to Allegiant Stadium on game day.
No, we decided to pay our mortgage for 12 months instead of two tickets for 30 grand.
The guys who don't need tickets continuing to grind towards Sunday's big game.
Studying and being prepared for every little situation and circumstance.
I'm doing whatever it takes for the Super Bowl win for sure.
Of course, there'd be no Super Bowl without a game ball. And every year, Wilson brings a little part of its factory in Ada, Ohio to the big game to show fans the process of making an NFL football.
These folks actually sew footballs every day. Keaton turns them every day. I mean, these folks live in the factory. Pam's been with us 30 years lacing footballs.
Every ball from the preseason through the Super Bowl is handmade, and thankfully, not by my hands.
So we're trying to make it look like a football. So we're trying to take it.
That's never going to happen.
I mean, I was so bad. I got sympathy cheers of support during my struggle. Still, somehow, with a lot of help from my friends.
Wow.
You did a good job.
We actually okay? made a Super Bowl football. Jay Gray, NBC You're News, awesome. Las Vegas.
Thank you so much.
Pretty cool souvenir. Students at one Arizona high school will be tuning in to watch the Super Bowl, and they'll be cheering on the San Francisco 49ers as well as a hometown hero. Team star quarterback Brock Purdy attended Perry High School in Gilbert, Arizona. On Thursday, the students picked up shirts reading Brock Nation. The street Perry Puma Drive has also been temporarily renamed Brock Purdy Way. Regardless if he wins or loses, the students there say he's already made his community proud.
I mean, you got to root for that guy. 100%. Last one taken
Absolutely.
In the draft. Yep. Yeah, love that. Before we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. And, of course, we'll get another check of weather and traffic after the break.